Zakt Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Idyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. In the next three Mishnahs, we're going to see different cases where the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel first had a machloikis, but then the Beis Hillel said, no Beis Shammai, you're right. Big tzaddikim have no problem admitting that someone else is right. Zakt Mishnah, once again, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. Elu Dvarim, these are the things, the halacha is shechazru beis hillel lehoyrois kedivrei beis shammai. Shechazru, where beis hillel changed their minds, they turned around, like chazara means not to keep going further, but to turn around and to review. Lehoyrois means to paskin, to show the way. A paisek is called a bal hoyra. So elu dvarim shechazru beis hillel lehoyrois kedivrei beis shammai, these are the halachis in which beis hillel changed their original psak and started to rule like the Beis Shammai. First, Ha'isha Shabami Medina Sayam, if a woman went with her husband overseas and she comes back alone, where's your husband? The Amra Mesbali, she says, my husband passed away. Tina say she's believed and she could get married again. Let's say she had no children and she says Mesbali, that my husband passed away. And now her husband's brother wants to perform the mitzvah of Yivum, which means that if a man passes away without children, his brother is Miyave, marries the Almana, so Tisyave, she's believed and she performs Yivum with his brother. Now, there aren't any Edim, there are no witnesses, but because Chazal were so concerned that a woman shouldn't be stuck without being able to remarry, so Chazal paskin that we believe her, and she says that her husband died, and that's enough for her to be able to remarry. Ubeshilim, the Beshil say, we're not so quick to approve this. Loi shemana, we didn't hear any heter for a woman to be believed, only in a certain story. Ela bevomina hakotzir bilvad. And that story was as follows. We'll soon touch the words. A bunch of people went to cut wheat. A snake bit one of them, and he died. This woman said, my husband died. He was in the field cutting grain and a snake bit him. And we believed her. But in that case, the story was very easy to verify. Bezentaka sent out shluchim and they found him Nebuch. So Zakta Basil, those are the kind of cases we would be mad here. She's scared to lie. She knows you can investigate and see what happened with Sue or not. So Basil, Lamed the Basil say, Loi Shemanu, I did not hear that we should believe the woman that her husband died. Except when she comes from the grain harvest and says, oh, you know what just happened to my husband. But the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, it makes no difference. It makes a difference whether a woman comes from the grain harvest, whether she comes from harvesting olives, even if a woman comes from overseas, we believe her. That story was by cutting the wheat. Like Dibru B'Katzir, Lebahayva Chazal, who made this halacha, we should believe the lady, are basing it on that story that happened. But it's not only in that story, under those kind of circumstances. We always believe her. Zakta Mishnah, Chazru, Beis Hillel, Lehoyrois, Kebeis Shammai. The Beis Hillel changed their minds from their original ruling, and they paskin like the Beis Shammai, that the woman is always believed. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, here's another case. Beis Shammai Yomer, the Beis Shammai say, Tinose v'titel ksubasa. Let's say a woman comes and says her husband died, so she remarries, we just learned that. She can also collect her ksuba. Now, ksuba is a document. Every marriage has to have a ksuba, where it says that if the husband died, she gets a certain amount of money. Also, if she's divorced, she gets a certain amount of money. And the ksuba generally is made to protect her assets. Now, for her to collect from her ksuba, we have to know for a fact that the husband died. So the Beis Shammai say, well, if we believe her that her husband died and she can get remarried, we believe her that she can collect her ksuba. Ubeis Hillel, I mean, but the Beis Hillel say, Tinase, she can remarry, but v'loi titel ksubasa. She can't collect her ksuba. Really, you need two kashra edim. But Chazal believed her because, look, we were so scared she shouldn't be stuck, she shouldn't be able to remarry. But to claim the ksuba? No, for that she needs two good edim. Like any other halacha. I wanted if I want to force you to give me money, I have to have Edim and kosher Edim. Amr lem Beis Shammai. So the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, yeah, but it seems very ironic. I mean, what's more serious? Her getting married or money? Vade getting married. So he tartem her erva chamura. You were matir such a serious thing. A woman who's married is not allowed to get married again. But you said it's mutter. We believe her that she's not married, that her husband died. So leisatiru es hamamin akal, you won't rely on the same heter to permit something which is so much less chamer, so much less serious, that being money, her collecting her ksoba. Obviously, we assume that her husband died. That's why we're letting her get married. Well, if her husband died, she deserves her ksoba. Amr lehem Beis Hillel. So the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, we find other things like this. Mitzina, we find she'ena achim nichnasin lenachla alpia. We allow her to get remarried. She says her husband died. Fine, we believe you. You can get remarried. Now, along come the brothers or other yarshim of the husband. Okay, we're the yarshim. If he died, we want the yerusha. No, they don't get his yerusha. You have to bring two witnesses that he died. So we see that Chazal kind of divide us. We allow her to get remarried, but when it comes to money, you have to have two edim. Again, with her, we have no choice. We don't want her to be an aguna. We don't want her to be stuck. But everyone else, let them bring regular edim. Amar lehem Beis Shammai. So the Beis Shammai said, you want to know why we say that she can collect her ksuba? Take a look at the ksuba itself, at the words of the ksuba. But let me say for ksuba, and nilma, we can learn from the words in her ksuba. Shehu kaisel, the husband writes in her ksuba, next time you're by a chuppah, listen carefully. It says over there, shim tenasi la'acher, when you are eligible, when it's mutter for you to marry another man, titli masha kasevlich, you may take what is written for you in this shtar, in this document. So generally, enachanami, when it comes to money matters, you need to aid him. But here the husband himself said, you can take the money if you're allowed to get married. Now how did the Beis Hillel respond to this? Chazru Beis Hillel, high risk of Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel said, we were wrong and you're right. They changed their position and paskin like the Beis Shammai. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah. If a woman comes to Medina Sayyam and says, my husband died, we believe her, she can get married. If he didn't have any children, the husband's brother is Miyavim her. The Beis Hillel say, no, we were only matter in a specific case, where she comes back and says, oh, my husband just died cutting wheat, and Bezen could check it out. The Beis Shammai say, no, it makes no difference if they were cutting wheat, it makes no difference if they were harvesting olives, if she came in Medina Sayyam, we believe her. It just happened that way. That was the psak. We believe we don't want to be in Aguna. And the Beis Hillel changed their position and passed on like the Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai saying, not only do we believe her and she can get married, she also collects her ksuba. The Beis Hillel say, no, for ksuba you need regular edim. To which the Beis Shammai said, wait a second. You're letting her get married, which is a far more serious issue than taking money. You're not letting her take the ksuba? So the Beis Hillel say, well, we see that the brothers, even though we allow her to remarry, the brothers or other yarshim of the husband can't come and say, well, if he died, you want our yerusha, they have to bring edim. So the Beis Shammai said, but she's different. Because her husband himself wrote in her ksuba that once you're eligible to get married, you collect your ksuba. And the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, you're right.